Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, the businesses, big business, big corporations, they're coming for our rights. And we need to acknowledge that. And I know that old habits die hard. And now it's time for the habitual support of big business by the GOP, by me and you, to die. And to die hard. And if you look around, you'll understand what I'm saying. The corporations have decided it's a great time to use their power against us. There used to be a kind of gentleman's agreement. They stay out of our business, we stay out of theirs. But they broke that. They decided to go all in, and it's no coincidence that the political positions they have taken conform exactly to those of the Democratic Party. So, you know, the hell with them. This change has been coming for a while, though. We need to understand the nature of the old Republican big business relationship to see what happened. The companies were never with us culturally. They wanted fewer regs, lower taxes, open borders, and docile workers. They didn't care about social issues. They stayed out of that. But a few decades ago, when these icky evangelicals and others who actually worship something besides the almighty dollar showed up, the corporate types started to get restless. And after all, it's made for awkward convos at the country club when you were allied with the Jesus gun people from out there in America land. So today, they have intervened in favor of our enemies. But they expect us to sit back and pretend like it's 1987. Why? This is the big question. Why do they go with the leftist establishment? Well, because that's who the multinational bigwigs are, and always have been. It's always been about class. And the class that these robber barons circulated within looks down on regular Americans. Hence, the current virtue signaling, where you have airlines and shaving cream companies telling us that we're racist. It's all about the execs making sure everyone knows whose side they are on, so the message to their brethren and sisterin and otherkin is, hey, we're not like those people, not at all. But then we get to the hilarious part. And what's hilarious is how they still expect us to go to bat for them against the left, just like before. How unfortunate. It doesn't work that way. Relationships are a two-way street. It's about give and take. And we've given our support to the big companies when it comes to taxes, regulations, and the like. And what have we taken? We've taken a bunch of junk from the woke jerks. It's not even just lectures about how we are all the ists and all the phobes. The corporations have fought for open borders. They have sent our jobs overseas and killed small business at home by leveraging the government to favor the Walmarts and the Costcos over the mom and pops. Why do you think your little shop, not to mention your little church, had to close because of COVID? But that the big boxes were wide open and packed. These people are not our friends. They're not even our allies. They are the enemy. And until now, They have successfully used the GOP as their defense against the Democrats, even as they clink Chardonnay glasses with the leftists on Park Avenue. And we're now at the time where we need to sit around and reimagine our coalition without the huge anchor of the big corporations weighing us down. And they do weigh us down. It's not just that we got to get a big fat nothing from our relationship. It's that we end up buying all their corporate depredations. How many times have we had to take the hit for what the giant corporations have done? They use it to pummel us every election cycle, alienating natural allies of every race and ethnicity in return for what? What exactly do we get out of the big companies? Donations? Well, take a look at the numbers, because those fat checks are heading left. Big business not only funds the Democrats, it funds their commie outside agitators, like BLM. Even the Chamber of Commerce went full-on leftist last time, firing the last Republicans left on its staff. And now the Chamber of Communism is making little whining noises about the huge taxes the Democrats are planning. And big business is going to turn to us once again to help it stop the bloodbath. And we need to greet them when they come back to us. We need to greet them with the middle finger. You want to play politics? Well, dudes, here's politics. Politics is good and it's hard. So go ahead and raise the corporate taxes, but only for companies of over $250 million. Tax them on worldwide income, not U.S. net, to ensure that they can't offshore their gains or pay zero taxes. Don't raise the minimum wage, though. Big companies will absorb that and laugh as little companies die. Small businesses will be starved of workers. Instead, shop the Walmarts and the rest of the big companies, or stop them from sticking us taxpayers with a living wage bill by directly taxing the ones grossing over $250 million in income per each employee to pay for the Section 8, Medicare, and food stamps their workers need and that Uncle Sucker provides. And end all of the sweetheart tax breaks. Bye-bye carried interest deduction. Guess you hedge fund creeps shouldn't have carried so much water for the Democrats. We know the upside of breaking up with big business. We get more tax money. We lose the corporate stooge albatross, and we punish our enemies. But what's the downside? People who treat us like garbage don't get us doing their dirty work. Is that it? That's not much of a downside. Now, this is where the principles thing comes up. Apparently some alleged principle out there requires us as true conservatives to be corporate shills with no ROI for all eternity. We could do that, or we could not get shafted by ingrates who hate us. I like the principle of not getting shafted by ingrates who hate us better. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. There is no valid conservative principle that requires you to be less free. But trashing our rights is what woke corporations using their power against us as Democrat cat's paws do. It is unclear why they're morally free to exercise their political will indirectly as leftist cutouts, yet we can't exercise ours directly through our elected officials. And yes, the Frito-Cons will whine. What about the corporation's rights? Well, I've got a deal for you on that, and you can take it or leave it. And, you know, it's time to turn a page. It's time to turn a page. No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Nice Guy. They're coming for our rights. They're going to ally with the people, you know, align up with the people that want to take things from us that are Marxist in their stuff. They want to take guns. They want to take free speech. They want to take all this stuff and our money. They want all that. Okay, fine. Here's my deal. Take it or leave it. No negotiation. No negotiation. Final best offer. I will care about their property rights as much as they care about our civil rights. Do unto others. Now, once they get that message, once they understand that you care about their property rights as much as they care about your civil rights, well, that's going to cause some heart palpitations, because that's going to scare the hell out of them. But this is what we face, and we're going to have to look at these entities, each one, in turn, and deal with them, and teach them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Compete. Compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do. YouTube. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. You know, I got a question for you. Why are those of us who have had COVID vaccines still wearing masks? I completely understand why you wouldn't want one, because with everything else that's ever happened in our history, we've been through 12 pandemics in 244 years. We've never gone through what we're going through now. But we know from studies that people, that definitely with Moderna and Pfizer, that that if you take the vaccine, even after the first shot, you're protected from the virus and cannot carry the virus, despite being told otherwise. Because, you know, the internet is vast and we get to hear about how things are actually working in other countries. Is it because Maoism is still shaping our world? You see, back in the day, the West believed that China would become more like us after embracing capitalism. And what's actually happening is West is becoming more like China. Because Maoism and Chinese communism are spreading like a prairie fire over here now. Let me explain what I'm talking about. In 72, President Richard Nixon went and paid a visit to China, and it was epic. It was breathtaking. I was 11. I was watching TV. It's epic. It's breathtaking. And besides the overall bleakness resulting from Chairman Mao Zedong's reign, what we got to see, if you happen to go over there and visit China after that, was that every person in China wore a uniform. And it was disconcerting because they were wearing something called the Mao jacket, which was the quintessential Chinese communist apparel. It symbolized Mao's ideology. He intended to equalize more than a billion people by what they wore. Does that sound familiar to you? Is the mask a means to equalize the West? Now, Anthony Fauci, who some may see as the leading authority on all things COVID, promotes wearing the mask despite inoculations. He's even suggesting we wear two masks. I'm surprised he doesn't want us to shrink wrap our heads, to be honest with you. He's even suggested that, we keep on doing this and keep on all this other stuff while we've been inoculated, gotten the vaccine twice. So, since ascending to extraordinary national prominence, he has moved the goalposts, he's flip-flopped on masks, he's obfuscated the facts, he's been seen in public without his apparel, and outside the media and some true believers lost credibility. But you got to ask, though, what's behind his confusing messaging? Because he's not a dumb guy. You know, leftist activists like Fauci, including those ensconced in the White House, appear to be drunk with power and deliberately moving toward the Chinese social control system that Barack Obama set in motion. It was Obama who promised to fundamentally transform the United States of America. And the mask is not the only means of controlling society. Consider them in the Biden administration running roughshod over the First, Second, and Tenth Amendments to our Constitution. And for those of you who maybe don't, the Tenth Amendment reserves for the states all power not explicitly lodged with the federal government. Then we get the harebrained idea of vaccination passports. And there's more. So much more. Have you read the Biden $2 trillion so-called infrastructure plan that more accurately intends to reshape capitalism? Much more money is earmarked for the Green New Deal, a land-grabbing, money-grabbing social control hoax, than for actual infrastructure. And does any of those in charge know that the climate has been drastically changing since the beginning of time? And of course I do, but this is not about saving the climate. This is about control. They want to get, and they got a narrative going on about that right here. So the above, that's just, what I'm talking about is just a drop in the bucket for implementing the fundamental transformation of America and seeing the federal government gain complete control over the society. You got far-left politicians and their media accomplices who assiduously protect them are akin to a jackbooted implementation of Marxist ideology in America. And make no mistake, the implementation of this ideology is communism, and it is the road to servitude. After the fall of the Roman Republic, the first substantial constitutional republic to appear again in the world was America. When the lights go out here, the dominoes will fall for freedom-loving people across the planet. And how many thousands of years will pass before freedom and liberty can emerge from the dark shadow of tyranny? Now, for those of us like me, who are, you know, we're more headed towards the going out of the world than coming into the world, fundamentally transforming America is an eye roll. But for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, it is a tragedy. They will not get to live with the freedoms and the liberty that made America the envy of the world. You can't help but wonder if it will be worse to lose your freedoms or never have known what it means to be free. The only hope here is for the silent majority to rise and confront the abomination facing our country. And you, as a Second Amendment lover, a gun owner, a military veteran, somebody who knows the trade and the craft, you will be key to this. Unlike the corporate CEOs who, if they aren't craven, are actually hardcore ideologues, it takes courage to stand up for America and her ideals in today's woke culture. But it is necessary. It absolutely has to be done. If we don't do it, it's gone. I've told you many times that the left can only take that which we give. Now, we don't have to, you know, be up there saying, okay, leftists, just take our gun rights free and clear. We're not going to oppose you. Standing by and doing nothing while they do it is also the same thing. Omission of action is the same thing. So we, at some point, we're going to have to make a very hard decision. And it'll be the most worthwhile decision most of us are ever going to make in our lives when that time comes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI says talking about a motive in the deadly mass shooting at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis that left eight people dead isn't prudent right now.
It would be premature to speculate on that motivation.
In saying that, FBI Special Agent in Charge Paul Keenan noted the short of amount of time the investigation has been opened. Keenan saying the FBI is helping with the investigation.
FBI personnel are assisting the crime scene, conducting interviews, assisting on the search of the suspect's home, and will provide any technical expertise requested by the IMPD.
New Hampshire is the first state in New England to lift its statewide mandate on mask wearing. However, Republican Governor Chris Sununu saying the pandemic is not over and he'd like to see people to continue to wear masks. President Biden welcoming the Prime Minister of Japan to the White House. This is USA Radio News. A prominent conservative is crying foul after being kicked off a social media site.
Critics accused Twitter Thursday of banning Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe from its platform over the group exposing CNN as a propaganda mouthpiece.
After we released all these bombshell recordings into CNN showing them calling themselves propaganda, it's pretty extraordinary timing, but there are fundamental principles here we have to fight for, and I'm confident we're going to create an army of people that are going to follow in our footsteps. We have no other option. So we are suing Twitter on Monday.
Mr. O'Keefe on Fox News. Project Veritas showed footage of CNN technical director Charles Chester revealing the liberal network's bias and propaganda this week.
Thanks to Lance Pry from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau for that report. An Ohio man is under arrest after cops found him with a weapon and ammunition in a Times Square subway station in New York City. The man claimed it was legal for him to have the weapon. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. There's this article out by this pilgrim. His name is Nicholas Kristof. He writes at the New York Times. It's a opinion piece. The name of the article is How Do We Stop the Parade of Gun Deaths? First step, Biden should act urgently against untraceable ghost guns. Well, I looked at this, and I discussed this with Dan Zimmerman earlier in the week, but I decided to look at the article. And the interesting thing about this is the part that he's missing here. And he starts out, in California, a 9-year-old child was one of 4 people shot dead at a real estate office on Wednesday. Shortly before that, 10 people were massacred in a Colorado grocery store, and 8 people were executed in Atlanta area spas. No mention, by the way, of a typical weekend in Chicago. More Americans have died from guns just since 1975, including suicide, murders, and accidents, more than 1.5 million, than all of the wars in the United States history dating back to the Revolutionary War, about 1.4 million. No one is spared. In a typical year, more children from infancy through 4 years old are fatally shot in the United States, about 80, than police officers, about 50 or fewer. Well, let's take a look at that. Let's just start with this little bit about the 1.5 million. There's one common denominator here that has nothing to do with guns, okay? What you have here is you have people involved. people involved. Accidents. I don't know why he throws accidents in there, because accidents is a, it's a shrinking stat. And accidents, you know, if you get out there and you actually are educated as to handling a gun, you're probably not going to have an accident. But the idea of getting out there and preventing them by going after ghost guns is stupid. Murders. If you are not, 83% of gun homicide is a result of a drug deal gone bad. So if you are not a drug dealer, a drug deliverer, a drug consumer, you probably are not going to get tied into those. And when you take that 83% of that away, what you have left over after suicide and accidents is a very small number. Well, I talked about this the other day also, about 3,000 to 4,000 per year, which, sure, that's absolutely more than we should have. But we are awash in guns, and we got 330 million people. Suicide. Going after, you can go whatever after whatever you want. When somebody decides that they don't want to be here anymore, they've lived this life and they're done, this is when they actually exhale. They're happy. They have a plan to make this stop, this pain. They're alone. And, you know, one of the things they decry with suicide, well, on the one hand, they get out there and say, the problem with America is old white guys. That's the main demographic of suicide. So they're using, you know, they demonize us on one hand, and then on the other hand, they use us to try to take our rights. He continues on. The main effect, main challenge for effective policy is that the United States may now have more guns than people. The United States has 4% of the world's population, about 40% of the firearms in civilian hands. When Europeans lose their tempers, they punch someone. Americans pull out a handgun. That's absolute hogwash. You know, there's somewhere very near 20 million permit holders out there, and now we have 20 constitutional carry states. If we were actually getting out there, I mean, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but people forgot how to drive during COVID. So there's a lot of moments where I'm sitting there going, well, I could. No, I'm not going to do that. So, yeah, no, we don't pull out a handgun. Foreigners expressed road rage by cursing. A driver in North Carolina recently expressed his by firing shots into another car, killing a mother's six. Well, you know what? That isn't a normal citizen. That's a criminal. Okay? He's a criminal now. He's a criminal. Then we get the guns used in highly publicized mass shootings get the most attention, and they reflect the changing American arsenal. But now he's got to give us his bona fides. I'm writing this from our family farm in Oregon, where I grew up with firearms. There's a .22 rifle in the closet. Those kinds of hunting rifles are rarely used in crimes, but in recent decades, the cool weapons in some circles have become military-style semi-automatic rifles like the AR-15 and the AK-47, and military-style pistols like the Glock 17 that were designed to kill people. I hate to tell you this, Nicolas. All guns are designed to be a defensive instrument against other people. Handguns were not designed for hunting. You can use them for hunting. The platform has been modified for this. And yes, those kind of weapons, although they also get modified to go hunting. If you go on a hunt in Africa nowadays, your guys are all going to be carrying AK-style weapons. So while he's out there talking all of this nonsense and all this smack, with the goal of wanting to stop the proliferation of ghost guns, the problem becomes this. And we get this, and see, the question is not going to get answered. One of his things is he talks about law enforcement agencies recovered about 10,000 ghost guns in 2019. And they account for 30% of all firearms taken in gun trafficking investigations in California. Ghost guns have been used in at least 3 mass shootings in California. Now, are we talking about guns that don't have serial numbers, or are we talking about guns that were built at home? Because there's two different things. a gun, typically when it gets into the black market, loses the serial number right away. That's out of there. We're just going to grind it on down. But he goes through all the tropes. He talks about the ghost gunner, and ghost gunner allows you to manufacture firearms with confidence and ease in the privacy of your own home. So is the website. And for those on a budget, layaway options are available. But let me ask you this. Does anybody believe that they actually trace a gun? If they leave the gun at the scene of the crime, are they going to be able to trace the gun to the person who actually used it in a crime? that's the supposition we're making. If they had serialization, then you see it'd be easier to trace them. But let's look at that. Every gun I own right now is serialized, including two pistols that started out as what they would call a ghost gun, a kit gun. And they were serialized because they were actually put together by a manufacturer, and they work beautifully. But the fact that I have them now in this state is simply down to the fact that I haven't sold them. It's that simple. I mean, I just haven't sold them. So if they were to get them, would this trace back to me? I don't think so. So these guys are grasping at straws currently, and they will continue to grasp at straws. And oh, well. We just got to deal with this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now, I just did an example of for you of the way the media reacts to certain things, and the media is a window into how the leftist mind works. It's not just how they cover what they cover. It's what they cover in the first place. Sometimes they go all in without regard to facts. Sometimes they rush to a story only to find it is not what they thought it would be or hoped it would be. And they run away just as quickly. And when they run away, well, the story then disappears like it never, ever happened. And the fact of the matter is that they do happen. So, the latest examples of these types of stories involve shootings and a recent attack at the Capitol. When 8 people were murdered by a monster in Atlanta, the left became excited at the implication. A white guy had murdered 6 Asian women. This had to be a hate crime. If you notice the difference between 8 people being murdered and the media hype 6 Asian women being their obsession on the left, you're not alone. Who were these other 2 people? Why were they treated like the Professor and Marianne were in the first 2 seasons of the Gilligan Island theme song? Not really even acknowledged. It's rather difficult to find out because the media set the narrative that these killings were expressly an anti-Asian hate crime. And they didn't fit that narrative of white supremacy being the root of all evil. That was their story, and they were sticking to it, no matter what any evidence or reality may contradict it. A few days later, another monster killed 10 people in Boulder, Colorado. Images of the killer being taken into custody by police without his shirt and his pants perked up the leftist hope that another white supremacist had attacked. See, these templates are always just sitting there, ready, they're idling, ready to go. So narrative was set. Everything just sitting there. So many so-called journalists jumped the gun, declaring this was another white guy who'd gone on a killing spree because he was having a bad day and wanted to exercise his Second Amendment right. But then a funny thing happened on the way to ratings gold and agenda success. The man arrested was a Syrian immigrant and a Muslim. Not being a white guy, this story was no longer useful to the left and it disappeared from the news. A rampage killing with two more victims in Atlanta, which was still driving the news cycle at the time, and suddenly it was gone. The races of the victims and the perp were wrong, so those lives did not matter. Have you ever wondered why Mandalay Bay went away, the Las Vegas shooting? Primarily because it was at a country music concert. If you listen to what they say about the audiences that go to these things, they're all white supremacists. They're all conservatives, so it's okay if they die, right? So, Then there was the rampage killing in California for four victims this time, including that four-year-old boy that Nicolas Christophe referenced. It had all the hallmarks of a story that the media would love. But it never got any traction either. And see, these people, these unfortunate victims in these crimes, they become reference points. They become part of the notes, footnotes, if you will, so that they can reference this action even though nobody is covering this story. With this particular rampage killing in California, if you weren't watching the news that night or morning, the odds are high that you never even heard about that. The victims and the suspect were Hispanic, and that doesn't work for the Democrats. So it is of no interest to the media. Once the breaking aspect of the story gave way to the demographic reality, everything was gone. Even the murder of a child doesn't matter in these moments. They've ignored multiple children being murdered in Chicago. What is a big deal about one in California? What does that matter? In Chicago, last weekend, more than 30 people were shot, 7 killed in Chicago. And the left's radar didn't even blip on that one. Then Friday came along, and they thought they had another pile of gold this time back at the U.S. Capitol. A lunatic ran over two police officers, killing one and severely injuring another. Was this another insurrection? The media snapped into action, ready to highlight the threat from the Trump supporters. And then reality stepped up again and slapped everybody in the face one more time. The suspect this time was a black guy, a leftist and follower of the Nation of Islam, a real hate group. Yeah. The Chiron writers at CNN and MSNBC went back to sleep, able to nurse the cramps in their hands from pre-typing out variations of white supremacist attacks Capitol again. They did that several thousand times. It's the cross that journalists must bear, I guess. And it has all the ingredients of a story that the left loves, a white police officer, a black man, ties to a hate group, and murder. But they're put together in the wrong order. That's the problem. And that order couldn't be hanged, and it couldn't be changed. So after the initial live coverage, the story was gone by the next day. You may have seen some ads by a company called Servpro, where you have a pipe or a busted, something busts and you get water all over the place. And in the home, in the office, everything freezes. Then the people in the Servpro gear come in and put everything back together before life resumes. Like this never, ever happened. And that's how the left is when a story, no matter how tragic or newsworthy, does not fit their narrative or advance the leftist agenda. Poof. It's gone. Doesn't that tell you something? Tells me something. See, when I hear, and I want you to think about this for a minute. Think about what it must be like. I'm not going to say put yourself in the position of the sex workers that were working in Atlanta, but think about being in the grocery store. You're in the grocery store. You're trying to decide what's for dinner. You're looking at the time. Maybe if you're like me, I was just at a grocery store today. I was carrying a gun. And you're at a grocery store and you're thinking, I've got to do a radio show at 4 p.m. Eastern. So I'm thinking about time. I'm thinking about what I want to get while I'm there. I'm doing all these things. But what if a shooting begins, a rampage killing begins in the grocery store where you're at? Let's take me back out of the equation. When did that begin? Well, most people are not hardwired to be ready to react to that. And when you don't react to that, most of the time, if you're not moving, if he comes around to you, he's going to shoot you. And somebody that loves you is going to be upset. Forever. There is no closure to that. And what happens to you will impact everybody around you. Everybody that cares for you, everybody that knows you, is going to impact them forever as long as they're still on this earth. Unless you're in the media. Unless your death is useful. Or unless it can be used both ways, like suicide, which is mainly old white guys killing themselves. And if you can use that both ways, that where we're both white supremacists and victims of gun violence, well, you might get a little bit out of that. But, you know, I'm sort of two minds about that one. So, it's very telling how disposable you are as a human being when the leftists will dispose of the story and not report on it. And totally light something else up that is of the same caliber. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.